your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Well, hello, folks. We are back this week on August 11, 2024, with the Paula T. Show, the hostess with the mostest, bringing you the best of the best information on the new age of trading psychology. As always, if you have questions, feel free to send me an email, inquiry@paulatweb.com, or you can pick up the phone and I actually will talk to you, 760-636-4290. Now this week we're going to answer a question from a trader who wrote in. His name's Michael. And Michael asked, why would any trader want to change their beliefs, especially beliefs that got them to where they are today, meaning being successful enough to even have a trading account to begin with? And this is a good question. So, Michael, if you're listening, thank you very much for sharing that. Now, the primary reason why you would want to learn how to change or update any beliefs, meaning internally, meaning within your mental environment, instead of attempting to force the outside or the physical environment to conform to your beliefs, is only applicable, really, I'm going to go out on a limb here, I'm going to say 100% just to the nature of trading. Because most of us know we can usually manipulate the outside environment to get what we want. But that doesn't work with trading. First of all, the markets are just too big and complex for any one person or even a group of individuals to prevail to move the markets for very long. I mean, that is, if you don't have the financial power or influence to move prices in your direction, then you're going to have to learn how to flow with and constantly adapt to the current market conditions. And this is not something that we are taught anywhere else in our lives. We're pretty much taught you do this, you get that. You work for X number of years, you get paid that. And that's the exact opposite of trading. So the choice each trader has to make is you can either adapt, meaning change your beliefs that may be limiting you, or continue on a consistent basis to experience some very financial drawdowns, which are usually, you know, you're losing money. Now, with that said, something to keep in mind is, and this is where I think the hang-up is for a lot of traders, the intensity of your emotional discomfort and the pain you experience as a trader is an excellent indication of how much you will have to change your mental environment, your beliefs, what you hold to be true before you became a trader, to be consistently successful as a trader. So you might be asking, as Michael did this past week, why should I consider the market from a psychological perspective at all? Because doesn't the market behave as it does regardless of what a single individual thinks or feels about it? That is true. The market does not care what you think or feel. The market does not care what you believe about market direction. However, what you have to take into account is the market behaves as it does because of the interactions of hundreds of thousands, probably millions today, of people who fashion themselves as traders. Now, since all of these individuals are members of the human race versus the animal kingdom, regardless of geographic origins, regardless of religious persuasion, if any, regardless of any level of education or lack thereof, or any type of financial demographic, all traders will have one thing in common. And what do you think that is? No, it's not the fear of loss, okay? But that's a good comment, okay? But no, the one thing every single trader has in common is the physiological and psychological structure of the human mind. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, scientists have learned over the years, and they've proven this, that our brains are constructed and our brains operate in certain ways. Most of us know this already. There are electrical impulses that interact within the brain through a sense of neurowiring, much like the circuitry on any type of motherboard, whether it's a computer or a notepad or a cell phone or your car or whatever. Now, this physiological structure behaves in certain highly predictable psychological ways whenever it encounters stress or having to make split-second decisions. This is also fact. Even though scientists cannot see a belief or a belief system, they can understand through MRI scans how our brains react to certain or specific and different stimuli. As an example, in the market, the fear of losing your trading account or your retirement fund or your fortune that you've built up over a lifetime is every bit as intense and real as the fear of losing one's life, let's say from an attack by a wild animal such as a bear, being shot or stabbed by a bad guy, or being killed in a car crash. However, even though we all participate collectively as traders, the market is not the same for any of us from a mental, emotional, spiritual, and yes, physical standpoint. Every move the market makes has a different meaning and impact on each one of us as individuals. Now think about this, guys. Because every trader's experience of this market movement is the result of his or her individual mental process of perceiving environmental information, meaning looking at the charts, and all the unique internal physiological factors that affect this behavior. So even though two or more traders can agree on what the current price is, they may even share the same analysis looking at the same chart. However, they will not be sharing the same experience of how that price is impacting them personally. Are you guys getting this? I mean, you know, I trade with people, I'll say every other week or so. Traders will call me up and say, hey, you know, I need you to come and sit with me. And whether we do it in person or we just screen share, what I do is I take one day just to observe their methodology and how they are applying their edge, their risk, all of that. And then by the second day, then I will interject commentary if they are unable to put on trades or unwilling. And that's how the conversation gets started. So, but the reason I'm bringing this up is that most of the time when I am trading with these guys, we usually do agree on what the current price is. I usually agree with their analysis because most of them really are good analysts. But they will be much more emotionally invested in the current price or the changing price. First of all, because, you know, it's usually not my market. Second of all, they're usually coming off a loss or a drawdown. And so to connect to that market, even though I may agree with their analysis, it doesn't necessarily mean that I agree with the trade they're about to put on. Now, I don't say that to them because I want them to put on whatever trade they feel they should. But I'm bringing this up because this is what I mean. I will not be sharing the same experience of how that price in the market that they're trading, the market that I'm watching them trade, is impacting them personally versus myself. Obviously, I have nothing invested in what they're trading, but they do. So the meaning you place on a particular price and subsequent change in price is the direct result of your belief system. I'm going to repeat this for you guys. The meaning you place on a particular price and subsequent change in price in your market, meaning what you think is happening, is the direct result of your beliefs. This isn't rocket science, guys. These are just facts. Again, this is one of the reasons that I trade with you guys together so I can point this out to you. So we could be looking at the same chart. I can agree, yes, the market's going in this direction. I may agree with your analysis, but I may not necessarily agree with when you're putting your trade on or why. Because I still have a different perception of the market. So what I will do is I will ask the trader that I'm trading with, say, well, explain to me why you're putting on that trade at this price, why you're getting in at this moment versus a different time frame. So they can start to learn how to think as to what they believe. This is how it works, guys. It isn't all about analysis. This is about learning how to think. So keep in mind, you are placing a certain specific meaning based on your internal beliefs on what's happening in the markets. And how you trade is affected by what you believe. And your trading results reflect that. So we're going to get a little deep here today about beliefs, and hopefully this is going to help you move forward in learning how to think more objectively and clearly in a more focused manner to achieve your goals. So, before we get into this any further, let's take a short break, and we'll be back. Okay, now, continuing on the thread we were just talking about. As a trader, you constantly have to define what is high and what is low. And this is relative to your beliefs about the future of market movement. I mean, that's the only way you can make money as a trader. You either buy low and sell it back at a higher price in the future, or you sell high and buy it back at a lower price in the future. And everything is constantly a probable outcome in the future. Now, as long as prices continue to move, that movement will create opportunities every single day, every single moment, to buy low and sell high, or sell high and buy low, no matter what market you're in. And to be a consistently successful trader, you have to believe those opportunities are available for all traders, but most importantly, including for you. In other words, you are creating the markets. You are creating this game in your own mind based on your current beliefs, intents, perceptions, wants, desires, and hopefully rules. It is your own unique perspective and no one else's. This is why no two traders see the same market. Now, the challenge is what most traders don't understand, is that every single trade you put on, you choose how to perceive market events at any given moment in the markets. Even if you are not aware of exactly how to change your perspective right now, you're not really exactly sure how to make other choices available to yourself, you're still choosing to trade in a certain way, even if it is out of a lack of awareness, a lack of self-awareness. So this is why I'm here, guys. I want to give you the appropriate mental skill sets, the positive beliefs to instill into your trading plan, because until you learn those skill sets, your success as a trader will absolutely be determined by those limiting psychological beliefs and factors that you have. And most of the time, those have little or nothing to do with the markets. They have to do with every other area in your life. So I'm not trying to be a downer here, guys. I'm just trying to bring home the fact that if you do not think in a certain manner, if you do not have a certain set of mental skills, you cannot make it as a trader consistently. You might go for years, but then you'll have a big drawdown, and then you'll have to start over. Not completely from scratch, but you'll have to deal with that drawdown. So let's go over a little bit about why traders might not be successful. The first one is lack of skills. Most traders are generally not aware in the beginning that the trading environment is different from all other business environments, because there would be no way they could have this awareness in the beginning, because almost everyone on the planet is not taught how to exist, much less make money, within an environment that is constantly in motion. Now, trading has the appearance of something that should be easy to do, coupled with the possibility, which we've all seen, of making vast amounts of money in a relatively short period of time. And basically, nowadays, all you have to do is point and click your mouse for this to happen. So traders will naturally, again, at least initially, create some inflated expectations of success for themselves. And it's just a part of the learning curve, guys. So, you know, nothing I'm saying here is a personal thing against any traders. It's just, this is a learning curve. This is why we're together here today and every week. So you can learn that when you learn something, then you're not going to lose. Okay? Now, if you have inflated expectations of success and you adhere to those inflated expectations, which are basically illusions, if you adhere to those inflated expectations without any appropriate mental skills, that will equal or equate into disappointment, and that will equate into pain, that will equate into psychological damage, and that's going to end up in fear. So it's basically 1, 2, 3, 4 steps to get you into the fear factor. Any degree of fear will diminish your ability to be objective, to execute your trades, or even prevent you from learning about the fundamental natures of the markets. Now, the fundamental nature of the markets is going to be part of my next book. And the next book is The Sacred Pillars of Profit Taking. But for today's discussion, you have to understand that if you have any degree of fear, you cannot be objective and you cannot see true market data. Now, we all know it is possible to make money without these appropriate skill sets. We know that because we've all made money sporadically. We've just You know, we could have done everything wrong, and I know there's countless numbers of you guys out there where you've done everything wrong, but we made money, okay? I get it. You just lucked out. However, without these mental skills, traders will invariably lose. Invariably lose what you have made plus more. And then you'll become what we call, Mark and I call, the boom and busters or the fake traders. And the result will be disappointment, emotional pain, financial pain, ending again in fear. So in general, most people don't know how to repair psychological damage. I mean, we all have baggage, right? I know I have baggage. And there are some days when it pops up. And those are the days that I don't trade. I mean, I know I've mentioned before that I was abused as a teenager. You know, that's pretty big damage. I'm pretty healthy about it, but there are still some triggers. And we have to recognize those triggers and understand that we may not know how to release ourselves from those triggers, but if we are aware of them, then when those triggers happen, we can have the self-realization enough just not to trade when those triggers are hit. Okay? But instead, most, if not all of us, learn some very sophisticated ways of covering our fear up. It's just normal. Just part of society. In society, we can get by and even be successful with a heck of a facade of confidence because people around us will support each other's illusions about ourselves. It's just, we do it naturally, we do it kindly, we do it because that's just what humans do. We want to be nurturing, okay? But the market, however, has no vested interest in supporting anyone's illusions about themselves. And I'm sure most of you out there already know that. Therefore, if a trader is feeling fearful, he can try to cover it up all he wants. But again, his results will readily reflect his true feelings, and his results also have no regard toward his feelings. Now, the next thing would be limiting beliefs. And most people have a whole assortment of beliefs that argue against their success as a trader. Just by the mere fact that we live in a society, we all have to get along, and we all have common beliefs that we generally agree on. The challenge is that some of these beliefs you may be consciously aware of, some of them you may not be aware of. And that's where the challenge lies for most traders. But in any case, don't negate their significance in how they will determine and affect your behavior as a trader. Okay? So let's continue on that after the break. Be right back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
All right, so as I said before the break, since we're not really taught about beliefs, you know, growing up, for the most part, we don't necessarily know they exist until we become traders, because all of those beliefs about money and success are going to jump right out in front of us. And we're going to like, whoa, where'd that come from? This is why I'm here, guys. So, you know, a lot of traders will come to me and say, well, I don't know where that's coming from. Why would I think that? Why would I believe that? You know, that didn't apply in my other business as a doctor or an engineer or IT person or, you know, restaurant owner or whatever, because you didn't have to. It didn't matter because you had a business plan based on just normal business. Trading is not like any other business. And I keep saying this, guys, because you have to understand this. You could be really successful in another business and not make it as a trader. And just the same, conversely, you could not really be successful at anything else, but you could be really successful as a trader. So just keep in mind that you cannot negate the significance of your beliefs as how and how they're going to affect your behavior as a trader. And there's nothing wrong with this, guys. This is just human nature, right? Because you're not aware of the beliefs, or you're not aware of their effect or their power, their energy, their mental energy inside your brain, your heart, and your psyche. Okay? So there's nothing wrong with any of it. You just have to identify it and realize what isn't working for you as a trader. Unfortunately, many traders will try to circumvent confronting those limiting beliefs in any way they can. A lot of them try to do it by becoming an expert analyst. Okay, that's great. Then be an analyst. Now, it doesn't matter how good an analyst you become. If you still want to be a trader and use that analysis, because if you can't release yourself from the effects of any limiting beliefs, you can't be successful as a trader, at least to the extent that those limiting beliefs have power, still have power in your mental environment. Now, as I've mentioned before, I've worked with quite a few traders, and there are also a lot of market, quote, gurus, as they call themselves, who can predict market moves with pretty good accuracy. But they couldn't trade their way out of a paper bag for themselves. And I think I don't need to mention any names to know who I'm talking about. But anyway, you know, and as I've mentioned previously, the superior analysts that I have worked with, you know, two in particular, which I said, I wanted to go into business with these guys. And I don't go into business with anybody because, you know, I'm pretty choosy. But there were two traders that were, well, they weren't traders, two analysts that were just so excellent and so spot on. It was amazing. And I'm like, hey, let's do a partnership. You give me the setups. I'll do the trading. We're going to make gazillions of dollars. That's how good they were, guys. Honest to God, hands down, I mean, it was incredible. And both of them said, no, I want to make it on my own as a trader. Even though there was no way in hell, no way they could trade. Just couldn't do it. So they had a set of beliefs that was so focused on being a trader, they were negating their God-given power, their God-given grace to be the best, probably two of the best analysts ever, at least in the last, you know, 10, 15 years. They denied that. And it was tragic. To this day, they're broke. They're on YouTube and they're on the internet trying to give people trading advice. But the problem is, since they have no track record because they can't trade their way out of a paper bag, you know, they're eking out a living instead of living their dream of financial independence. They have negated every gift of their brain that God gave them because they are so stuck on a word, on a term. Trader instead of analyst. I mean, frankly, I wouldn't care myself. If I was a really good analyst, I'd be like, fine, pay me $1 million. I don't care. Here's the information. Run with it. But, you know, obviously I didn't get that. That's why I wanted to work with these two guys. And it's, so I'm, this is just another part of the equation, guys. You have to recognize what you were given by God, your higher power, whatever you subscribe to. Hopefully you do subscribe to something, in terms of a higher power. You will know this. And the harder you fight against something that is being shown to you, just proves to you that is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Now, I know I mentioned previously that after Mark passed away, I lost everything. And everyone around me said, well, just retire or go get a job, you know, just do something. And it went against everything that I knew about myself. And there was no way I was going to give up doing what I love to do. And so I fought back. You know, I filed bankruptcy. I borrowed money to live off of. Came back bigger and better and stronger. And I'm making more money today than I ever have. Because I believe in me and what I know God's path for me is. This is not corny, guys. This is what Mark Douglas believed. This is what he lived. This is what I believe. And this is what I live. And it's time for you to step into that and believe it for you. Okay? All right. So getting back to these market gurus who claim, you know, whatever, they do not know the nature of beliefs. They do not understand how beliefs affect and determine their own behavior because they don't want to confront any issues surrounding those beliefs. So you guys here today, you have to want to do it yourselves, or nothing will change. Now, if you choose not to step into this process of learning what you believe, accepting what you believe, whether it's limiting or not, and saying, okay, all right, you know what? I'm going to update this. If you choose not to, then you're going to be subjecting yourself to the same result over and over and over. And I know that's not what you want. You know that's not what you want. So why not give yourself a break? Why not stop frustrating yourself? That's not what's meant to be. What's meant to be was you got interested in trading because you wanted to create whatever level of financial freedom that you wanted, that you chose. And it is your choice. So if you're getting indications that your analysis is really stellar, then maybe focus on that. If you're getting an awareness that, hey, you know, I really trade well from 9 to 11 in the morning, then trade from 9 to 11 in the morning. If you're getting an awareness that, you know, I really trade well Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, Wednesday and Friday, not so good, then don't trade on Wednesday and Friday. These are all messages that we get every single day from our own psyche, from our higher power, from God, wherever, whatever you want to call it. We get that information every single day before we put on our first trade of the day. And it's up to us to choose to step into accepting that information, accepting that process of becoming a higher sentient being, a more highly aware person to achieve our financial goals. So you have to ask yourself, why wouldn't I choose to step into a more aware person to achieve my financial goals? So you ask yourself this and write down your answers on a pad of paper. It's a pretty simple question. And it's a question that I asked myself, that a trader, a floor trader, asked me to ask myself way back when, in the 1980s. And he said, it was a Friday afternoon, and he said, you ask yourself why you wouldn't allow yourself to listen to yourself to the best of your ability to become the best trader you can be. I said, I listen. He said, no, you don't. No, you don't. And I got angry at him. I got angry at him because he was right. and I was embarrassed. And so the point is, I went home that weekend and I thought about what he said, and I started writing down, you know, why am I not allowing myself to be objective? Why am I not listening to myself? Why am I allowing myself to be influenced by anything else? And this, guys, was long before the internet, long before social media. So this is nothing new. So don't say, well, you know, we've got social media and I've got to check my emails and I've got to check the news sources and all that kind of stuff. That's a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of hooey and you know it. There is nothing that you need to be paying attention to except what you are thinking. Not what anyone else is thinking, not what anybody else is flapping their pie hole about or screaming on any news service. There's nothing you need to be listening to or be aware of except what you think at any given moment while you're looking at a chart. Period. And I don't care what any of the other yahoos out on the internet are telling you. This is the truth right here. Mark Douglas and I started this back in the mid to late 1980s. This is the bar that was set for everybody else. And anyone else that has come after us with this trading psychology bit is just trying to rehash or redo and remake the truth. This is the truth here. Period. The end. Nowhere else. This is the best material you're going to get because it works, it's tried and true, and I'm living proof of it. If I didn't know who I was, I wouldn't have been able to come back after losing everything without any damage. So, think about that, guys, and we'll be right back. We're back. Okay, guys, now, I know every time I kind of get firm with you guys, I get feedback from traders saying, you know, what makes you the expert? Well, I'm an expert at what I do. I am the best at what I do. That's it. And that's the type of mindset that every single trader has to have about their trading. I am the best trader for how I trade, for my markets. That's it. Has nothing to do with you or him or her or anybody else on the planet. I am the best at what I do for me. And that is the same mindset that every single trader that's listening to this and every single trader that works with me comes to understand. If you do not believe that you're the best of the best of the best, then what is the point in you even attempting to trade? Now, is there a learning curve? Absolutely. And it's a choice that every single trader has to make, a learning curve to learn about yourself, learn what you think. And if you don't like what you think, or if you what you think is limiting you, then make a choice to change. Change is good when it comes to being a trader. Now, if you find that you have limiting beliefs that are beyond your skill level to respond to appropriately without doing harm financially to yourself, then in the meantime, and this is what I do with a lot of traders, it's what I call just for now, you will need to instill some guidelines, like an outline, to begin to remold your beliefs until you learn how to think and act appropriately to suit your best interests financially as a trader. I mean, obviously, when we were children, our parents didn't let us cross the street by ourselves because, first of all, we didn't know how to do it. We didn't have the awarenesses that we have later on in life, and the consequences of our inability as children to cross safely meant you might have been harmed by getting hit by a car. And that was just due to your limited perceptions and lack of personal experience crossing the road at that point in your childhood. That's all. Now, your parents guided you. They showed you things. Hey, there's a car coming. You wait till look both ways. See if it's clear. And when you began to be able to make the appropriate distinctions about the nature of traffic, your parents then trusted you enough to cross the street on your own, whether it was just in your neighborhood or at a, you know, whether you lived in the suburbs or in the country or in the city. Now, until they trusted your perception of traffic as to the best of their ability as they taught you, they always feared the possibility of you getting hit by a car, which is natural because they love you. And as a result of their fear, they restricted your freedom of movement crossing the street, regardless of any type of opportunities that may have existed for you across the street, such as playing with your best friend. And your interaction with the trading environment works the same way. The difference is that no one is stopping you from standing in the middle of the street, metaphorically. No one is stopping you from standing in the middle of the street to possibly get hit by a vehicle. You are the only one who can stop yourself. And after you may have been hit once or twice, crossing the street, leaving you with a few scrapes and bruises, you might find it not so easy to cross the street, regardless of how good the opportunities look on the other side. And at this point, it might be a great restaurant or a shop, because now you're afraid of a physical drawdown due to whatever degree your lack of self-awareness is. So the same goes for your trading, guys. Once you have been hit financially, meaning more than one drawdown, to whatever degree, your perception of profit-taking becomes limited, and trading becomes mentally and emotionally challenging. And what makes it even more difficult to step out into the street, getting back to that analogy, is when you come to the awareness that the cars and trucks can come at you in a seemingly random fashion. All of a sudden, you find yourself lying on the street, not knowing what hit you, because you thought you were being careful. But you didn't have enough self-awareness at that time to take into account all probabilities. Now, what you were doing in this scenario, just as in trading, which all you were doing was delaying the inevitable, which will happen consistently when you do not have a sense of self-awareness and a sense of knowing who you are and what you think. This is just trading 101, guys, all right? This is all about learning how to think, knowing who you are as a trader. So, with that said, I'm going to remind you, never doubt the power of your deeper, special intellect for prosperity, personal growth, and wealth. I'm going to dare you to start thinking about this. Believe in your powers. Let them begin to unfold their power within you. Start listening to the secrets of the ages. As your need to learn arises, as you allow yourself to step into and start hearing divine intelligence, that divine intelligence, that higher power, will begin expressing these powers, your powers, through you and in you in wonderful ways. And as you allow them to come forth, you will recognize and accept your special powers, and you can learn to accentuate your expression by empowering yourself. Now think about that. You should literally pray for financial independence, because all financial independence comes from God. You are a radiant child of God. You are the radiant child of universal abundance. accept it, step into it, embrace it, give it a hug. Do this before you start trading the next day. I guarantee you, your results will be so much greater. You'll find it very, very comforting. Again, this is Paula T with the New Age of Trading Psychology. www.paulatweb.com, 760-636-4290. And I wish you a fabulous trading week. Stay well.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.